This sermon is entitled Abraham, the Beatles, and Love in the Age of the Coronavirus. It is for the portion of Akre Mot Kedoshim, delivered on May 2nd, 2020.
Sometime in early 1967, the BBC began publicizing an upcoming live television event that would, for the first time, link five continents and bring people face-to-face with humankind in places as far apart as Canberra, Cape Kennedy, Moscow, Montreal, Samarkand, and Sodafors, Takamatsu, and Tunis. This ambitious program was entitled Our World, all made possible by linking satellites together that were orbiting the Earth. The Beatles were slated to headline this worldwide event, which expected an audience in the hundreds of millions. It was a summer of love, and Paul McCartney and John Lennon teamed up to write a fitting song for the occasion. The title, All You Need Is Love. The message that they offered for the occasion is that love can transform the world. As the Beatles put it, nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. All you need is love. I remember watching that concert on television and being mesmerized by the thought that I was sharing a worldwide moment. And there were the Beatles preaching the gospel to my generation. It was the day after my bar mitzvah. Yes, I thought at the grand age of 13, all you need is love. Love is all you need. More than a half century later, I look back and wish that it was only so simple. This past week, I had the privilege of speaking with one of Israel's most important thinkers, Yossi Klein Halevi, on a Zoom broadcast. One of the points that he made in our conversation was that the coronavirus pandemic has brought the world together in a way that none of us have ever experienced. Not through the technology of a satellite or by music from famous rock musicians, but through a deadly microscopic virus. Suddenly, we are paying attention to what happens in places like Wuhan, China, or Rome, Italy, London, South Korea. Yesterday in Israel, it was announced that the COVID-19 has been halted in that country. We are paying attention to drug research and methodologies to fight the disease all over the world. And we are debating approaches. China versus Sweden, quarantine or herd. We are experiencing a very different our world happening under the shadow of a world pandemic. If there ever was a time when we needed to come together, as the Beatles would say, it is now. Shouldn't love be enough to carry us through this dark moment and transform our world into a more trusting, more cooperative, more caring place? With apologies to Paul, John, George, and Ringo, a Yiddish word comes to mind, halavai. It should only be. I am no longer a 13-year-old boy, but a rabbi in his mid-60s. So the question that naturally comes to mind is, how would our tradition respond to this question of whether love is enough? The answer depends on whether we classify love as a noun or as a verb. Our Torah reading this morning contains one of the best-known statements in the entire Torah, V'ahavta l'reacha chamocha, love your neighbor as yourself. The verse is the crescendo of what we refer to as the Holiness Code. Parshat Kodashim begins with God's words to the entire household of Israel. Kadoshim tihiyu ki kadosh ani Adonai Eloheichem. You will be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. What follows in this portion from Leviticus is not a list of ritual commandments, not an order of sacrifice, but a code of ethical behavior. Do not put a stumbling block in front of the blind. Do not curse the deaf. Leave the corners of your fields for the poor. Do not cheat one another. Use honest weights and measures in your business dealings. And then the encapsulating verse, the essence of what makes for a truly holy society from the Torah's point of view. Love your neighbor as yourself. But is it really possible to love someone, to love another person, as much as you love yourself? This morning I want to share with you a teaching by Rambam, by Maimonides. He was a magisterial figure, interpreter of law, one of the great physicians of his time, a philosopher, and a bold leader of our people. In his revolutionary work on Jewish law, the Mishneh Torah, Maimonides writes of the ethical practices required of a Jew, of a member of an Am Kadosh. Fittingly, he builds his understanding around the seminal verse in our Torah reading, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself. And this is what he writes. It is a positive commandment of rabbinic origin to visit the sick, comfort the mourners, to prepare for a funeral, prepare a bride, accompanying guests, attend to all the needs of a burial, and also to bring joy to a bride and groom, and help them in all their needs. These are deeds of kindness that one carries out with his very person that have no limit. Although all these mitzvot are of rabbinic origin, they are included in the scriptural commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. That charge implies that whatever you would like other people to do for you, you should do for your comrade in the Torah and mitzvot. At this point, Rambam does something marvelous. In order to answer our question as to whether it is actually possible to fulfill this ideal, he offers us the person who was the great exemplar of this type of love, the one who actually fulfilled the verse, none other than Avraham Avinu, Abraham, our father. As Maimonides put it, this is a statute which Abraham, our patriarch, instituted, and the path of kindness which he would follow. He would feed wayfarers, provide them with drink, and accompany them on the way. According to Rambam, if you want to fulfill the highest commandment of the Torah, then you must follow the good example of Abraham. It begins with welcoming the stranger and then providing shelter, food, and drink. It ends with accompanying the traveler as they leave, meaning, of course, providing safe passage. In this way, Rambam sees the rubric of all ethical behavior in the Torah and the good example of Abraham. The man whom Rambam understands as being the very embodiment of V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha interpreted ahava as a verb, as an action word. For the Torah, for our tradition, from Maimonides, love is not a feeling, it's an attitude, an emotion, an inner life experience. Love is a behavior. For the Beatles, love was an emotion. For the Torah, Love is a call to caring, a call to action. The great Hasidic master Moshe Leib of Sasov once spent a night at an inn and heard a conversation between two peasants drinking at a table near his. One peasant asked the other, "Do you love me?" The other responded immediately and said, "Yes, I love you." The man who asked the question responded, "You say that you love me, but you don't know what I need. If you loved me, you would know." The other man fell silent. He had nothing to say. Moshe Leib of Sasov then commented, "To know the needs of another person and to feel their burden, their sorrow, and then to respond to them is to know the love of another person." V'ahavta l'recha chamocha, love your neighbor as yourself. Love is not a noun, but an action verb, a response to a need that was not stated. I think of those who have responded in a manner worthy of Abraham during this coronavirus, with love that anticipated the need. Two young New York City residents created a network of over 1,300 volunteers in just 72 hours in order to deliver food and medicine to elderly people in New York and New Jersey. People in Spain, Ireland, Portugal, and France have coordinated times to applaud healthcare workers who are saving lives on the front lines. In Canada, the idea of caremongering, or coming together as a community to provide food, medical supplies, and support to those in need, has become widespread. Volunteers in Iran have turned shuttered mosques into makeshift spaces to sew face masks and prepare food packages for those in need. U.S. customers have been paying it forward by leaving thousands of dollars worth in tips to help restaurant staff during closures. A waitress in Houston received a tip of $9,600 recently. In New Jersey, the family of 11-year-old Jaden Perez bought some hand sanitizers in bulk at the end of February. His mother, Anna Rosado, told the newspaper that Jaden became concerned that some students didn't have hand sanitizers because they were selling out everywhere. So he decided to donate 1,000 hand sanitizers to his local school district and an additional 150 to the police station, fire department, and public library. I think of those in our community who have volunteered to do anything they could to be of service to others, to reach out and check in with our more senior members, the hundreds of Friday night dinners that have been distributed, all made possible because of the generosity of caring individuals. In 1967, John Lennon was able to write that all you need is love, and an entire generation chose to believe him. In 2020, we would do well to follow the example of Abraham, who cared for the stranger without being asked. That is the essence of the Jewish understanding of the loftiest ideal. Love your neighbor as yourself. Each of these acts are a fulfillment of that ideal. Love is more than a feeling, more than an emotion, more than a state of mind. Love is a call to action. The coronavirus has brought the world together because it does not respect boundaries. The coronavirus has become an equalizer as it does not respect wealth or status. The coronavirus has also exposed ethical failures in our society. The question worthy of this moment is, what type of society will we build in the wake of this pandemic? We have the potential of creating a holy society where the spirit of Kedoshim can be felt, where love is an action verb, and the beginning of the fulfillment of our greatest aspiration. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Love your neighbor as yourself.